Hey everyone out there, welcome to Redevelop That. I'm your host, Derek Allen. Let's take a moment, sit down, and discuss all things redevelopment in the city of Henderson.
3, 2, 1.
Here we go!
Hello, and welcome again to our first episode of Redevelop That with the City of Henderson Redevelopment Agency. Thanks for taking a moment to sit down and listen in on what is happening in the city and within the city's redevelopment areas. This podcast, we are hoping, will be a monthly discussion talking about what is happening within the city's redevelopment areas. We anticipate and look forward to having monthly guests that will include City of Henderson officials, developers, business owners, and property owners that are located within one of the city's redevelopment areas. So our hope is that we can take this adventure together, meet the people who are having an impact on transforming our business community, and look at how we can help you as a business owner or you as a property owner also have an impact on our redevelopment areas here within the city. So to start things off, our very first episode here, we had the opportunity to sit down with Mayor Deborah March to hear her experiences with redevelopment over her tenure with the city. She spent a number of years as a planning commissioner, city council member, and now as mayor of the city. She was gracious enough to sit down with us to discuss her experiences with redevelopment in the city, some of her favorite projects, and what the impacts those projects has had on redevelopment within the downtown and within our other redevelopment areas throughout the city. With that, let's go ahead and listen in on what Mayor March had to share with us. Mayor March, thank you for taking the time to sit down with me to talk about redevelopment here in the city of Henderson.
Well, I'm grateful to be here today and to talk to the community about redevelopment and the great work that's being done in our community that looks at areas that are blighted and need to be addressed and to help strengthen those areas of our community. And for folks who don't know much about redevelopment, it's really a long game where you're planning for the long term to turn areas of the community that may be blighted around and to make investments in the area, whether it's the Water Street District where we have Lifeguard Arena or, say, Union Village where we have a hospital, or neighborhoods like Cadence and Tuscany that have been redevelopment areas. It really does make a difference in the investment in community and ensuring good planning and supporting the quality of life for our residents, businesses, and folks who are visiting our community as well.
Definitely. You've hit on the major points of what redevelopment is about and, you know, what some of the impacts that redevelopment has had on our community specifically, and some of the development that has occurred, and some of the redevelopment from our maturing neighborhoods. That's, you know, we have a few of those here in the East Henderson area, that in neighborhoods that have been here from the beginning of the city's, becoming a city. And these are areas that are in need of a little bit of extra care and attention from time to time. And so these are areas that we want to focus our efforts on. And so as you've served here with the city, you've been with the city, you've served, had the opportunity to serve in a lot of positions with the city, whether it's on the Planning Commission, as a city council member, as mayor now. What have been some of the big highlights that you've had, that you've seen with redevelopment in the city?
Well, thank you. And yet, as you said, I have been very involved with the city early on as a planning commissioner. And so we approved projects like expansion of the East Side development area, looking at the expansions out in finishing up the Tuscany project, certainly the start of the Cadence project. But one of the ones that I'm probably most proud of is the work that we've done in the downtown area of Henderson. And I remember when I first joined the city of Henderson as an elected official, we really wanted to prioritize downtown Henderson and bring it around. And we had a dated convention center. We had some challenges down here, but there just didn't seem to be the kind of investment that you would hope to see in the downtown area. So seeing the investment by Wyndham Kimsey with his project on Water Street, and then, of course, the Lifeguard Arena has been a huge stimulus for this area, where it's brought and encouraged other businesses to look at coming here. Then, of course, Tim Brooks's acquisition of the Rainbow Club and Joe DeSimone's acquisition of the Pass, which was Boyd's property at the El Dorado. And just seeing all of this critical mass that's happening, there's so much energy. Juan's Flaming Fajita, Biscuits and Bourbon, the Love Lady Brewery. There's so many wonderful projects that are happening along Water Street that have really made this a place, a destination, truly. And that is what the long game is really all about, getting people to want to come to an area to be a part of the energy and enthusiasm that's been built because of an investment in redevelopment.
Absolutely. You know, downtown being our oldest redevelopment area, you know, it was established in 1995, and it's seen, even in its 2 decades that we've been with it, it's definitely seen a lot of ups and a lot of downs, unfortunately, through some of our economic challenges. But, you know, coming into the upside of it now, we've seen, as you mentioned, a lot of that development taking place, and, and a very positive development, and new housing and new residential opportunities. The businesses are popping up around the Lifeguard Arena, and taking advantage of that investment that that redevelopment has been a part of. And so,
and you know, the planning that has gone into this, because I think one of the things that Henderson does very well is that they plan, that they have a vision and they have a plan, they work the plan, and they continue to keep working in that direction. And even the connectivity that you now see of Water Street downtown versus connecting into Water Street in Cadence is really remarkable, because that connectivity is going to create more investment in the downtown area as well. Folks that live in Cadence will be visiting into the downtown area, and folks in the downtown will want to go into Cadence. And our hope in the future will be to create some transportation connectivity as well, to connect those two areas so folks can easily get back and forth.
And that kind of lead me into my focus in the redevelopment agency. Is I've been tasked with the East Henderson portion of redevelopment. We have the East Side redevelopment area, which was established in 2006. So it's a little newer one, hasn't had a lot of focus on it that we've necessarily had for the downtown. But we have done a lot of positive things in the East Henderson area. What are some of the developments that stick out to you? You mentioned a couple, Cadence being one of them. What are some of the other developments that have stuck out to you?
You know, some of the ones that I'm especially proud of in the East Side, obviously, is the Henderson Hospital at Union Village, making sure that we have that investment in that part of the community that sort of sat dormant for years. And, of course, having Google choose Henderson as a place to do business. They have one of 13 locations in the world is actually located here in Henderson, and they've created good-paying jobs and are supporting the quality of life in our community as a business, and as a business that employs folks who will live, work, and play in our community. So we're thrilled to have them as a partner as well. Obviously, the Cadence community, the Tuscany community, those are important. Well, I think Tuscany actually is its own redevelopment. but to have those investments in our community are so significant.
Absolutely. Yeah, you did. You know, you brought up Tuscany a couple of times, and Tuscany is one of our separate actual redevelopment areas. It starting out as a gravel pit, but now is a thriving master planned community, a golf course community that is almost near completion. And Cornerstone is actually one of our other redevelopment areas that started out as a gravel pit, also that is now near completion with new residential and business business community. That, you know, we can see how we see the effects of redevelopment, you know, very specifically in those areas, and then, you know, and how that impacts all of the East Side area. You know, Cadence is a huge impact to East Henderson, bringing in the residential portion, and then slowly the commercial being added.
And I think tax increment financing is an important tool that makes redevelopment so successful. It's a tool in our quiver, an arrow in our quiver, if you will, that allows us to bring resources to encourage developers to come into areas that may have been blighted, to allow them to make some increment to do business in our community.
Absolutely. You know, that's our main funding source that we have available to us to help these larger developments to be able to recoup some of their costs in their development and in the infrastructure that they put in for the city in the end. And the benefits that we get out of that are huge. Talking a little bit more about East Henderson, you know, one of the things that as an agency we have been focusing on is we developed an investment strategy for the East Henderson area. In this strategy, we established goals to help us look at healthy communities, a vibrant economy, and touch base on it an effective transportation system and ways for our residents to move throughout the community. You know, as we've developed in these goals, you know, what do you see as ways that the residents can help? You know, how can they help us achieve these goals?
Well, I think first and foremost, they can become engaged. They can become involved and let us know what they think, what they want to see in their community. As we're looking at healthy communities or an engaged community and looking at that investment and looking at how we can build transportation systems that work for them, we need to know their opinions. We need to know what matters to them. So if they would share their opinion with us, either through the redevelopment agency mm-hmm. or just by reaching out to us when we're in public settings and in public meetings, we'd be happy to hear what they have to say and what they have to offer. I think the Eastside investment strategy is important to us, and there's so many things that we're working on as a city to help strengthen our community, ensuring that we don't have, for example, food deserts, that we address those concerns, and working with private industry and private enterprise to address making sure we have adequate fresh fruit and vegetables mm-hmm. and grocery stores in our neighborhoods. And we're seeing improvements in that area, making those community investments. Transportation, as you know, I'm the vice chair of the Regional Transportation Commission and have been a strong champion of transportation solutions for our community. And we've looked at the Boulder Highway investment that we're looking at to have complete streets where we have routes for bicyclists mm-hmm. and center running transit and ensuring that walkers, pedestrians have a safe experience along the Boulder Highway as well. And we're looking at narrowing up the roadway mm-hmm. so it's much safer and it does some traffic calming as well. So we're looking at making investments on the front end, whether it's Boulder Highway, whether it's Water Street, whether it's in the east side of Henderson. We're making these investments, and I call it setting the table for other investment to occur in our community.
Absolutely. And, you know, we've seen where those complete street elements have been implemented already, you know, in our center street. Mm-hmm. We've put in those complete street types of improvements. Within the Pittman neighborhood, we've done some of those types of improvements. And you know, you mentioned the reimagined Boulder Highway is going to be a huge transformation of that corridor to make it more efficient and more effective for our community to be able to interact and to you know, access, as you said, the important resources they need to be able to, you know, survive in our community, you know, to access the food and the services that they need.
Mm-hmm. Where folks can live, work, and play.
Exactly.
And celebrate in our community. And there's exactly. just so many wonderful things happening all across the city of Henderson, but certainly on the east side and Water Street and the neighborhoods on this side of our community. I know as things were developing on the west side of Henderson with the West Henderson projects, I had folks approaching me saying, what are you going to do for the east side? And I had to assure them that there was so much happening and so much that's in the works, and there's a huge commitment by our city to the east side of Henderson as well.
And that's one of the reasons for this podcast is actually this is one of our outreach efforts as an agency to reach out to the residents and to provide them with the information they need to see what's going on, what is happening in their community, what the business, you know, what businesses are coming, what development is occurring, so that they can, you know, one, participate, you know, mm-hmm. actively participate in redevelopment.
And I know your agency has been very involved, especially during the downturn during the pandemic. You were reaching out to local mm-hmm. businesses and offering them resources, as well as working with economic development to make sure that the federal resources that were available were reaching our community as well.
Absolutely. You know, we've worked very diligently to make sure those are available to all the businesses who wanted it and were in need of it so that we can ensure that they are successful and remain successful moving forward, especially now as we're starting to see things open back up. I think a lot of the businesses are excited and mm-hmm. looking forward to, you know, bringing their customers back and seeing a bit of a light at the end of the tunnel in some mm-hmm. in some form or fashion. And so we, you know, I really appreciate you taking the time to Excellent. Meet to sit down with us and to talk about what's happening in redevelopment. You know, we really appreciate your support and all of our efforts and making sure that, you know, our community is the place where people want to live, work, and play.
Absolutely. So. Henderson is a premier community, and we are so proud of the wonderful things that are happening in our redevelopment areas. And thank you to you and your team for making that happen.
Great.
And again, we want to thank Mayor March for joining us on Redevelop That, on our first episode to talk about redevelopment. And we really appreciate all of her support and all that she does to really help the redevelopment areas and to make our city a place where businesses and residents want to be. So thanks again for joining us on this episode of Redevelop That. Remember, if you have any questions or have any responses or ideas for programs, please remember to reach out to me. Again, my email is derek.allen@cityofhenderson.com. Again, that's Derek, D-E-R-E-K, dot Allen, A-L-L-E-N, @cityofhenderson.com. So be sure to look for our next podcast coming up here probably in the next month, where we'll have the opportunity to hear from one of our mayoral candidates, Councilwoman Michelle Romero. We look forward to hearing from her and her experiences that she's had over her tenure here at the city with redevelopment, and she'll share with us what her vision is for the city and redevelopment areas moving forward. So please join us for our next episode. Looking forward to next month. Until then, remember to go out and redevelop that. Thanks very much.